I presume to speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
To have a moment of silence and reflect on what you've just heard, and I will save my voice. That's a long gospel. This is the third Sunday of Lent. How many of you have spent a couple of weeks now doing some things of extra discipline to mark the Lenten season? All got things to do? I can see you back there. Okay. I'd like to suggest to you that we start again. Let's call this the first Sunday in Lent. And I would like for all of us to embark upon a journey together to a place we will be shown when we get there. So we're following the example of Abraham. Actually, we're following the example of Jesus. And there are two characteristics that I would like you to think about as a part of your discipline for the rest of the Lenten season. One is, find yourself a prayer partner. Work out a discipline, a rule for your prayer for the rest of the Lenten season. And keep in touch with each other through the weeks and talk about your experiences and the difficulties that you have in concentration and all that kind of stuff. The second thing is, see if you can become a part of a group that you can form that has at least six people in it. A group that would meet every week from now until Easter, and maybe even beyond, because you'll get to be so friendly and intimate. Pray together. Read scripture together. Do Lectio Divina together. If you don't know what Lectio Divina is, Warren is right over there. He'd be very happy to help you. You can send me an email and I'll send you a description of how to do Lectio. And it only takes 4 pages. So. The idea is that the journey we are on is not a journey to be made alone. We need each other.